Hi, welcome to the Lift Podcast, where we talk faith, family, and fitness. I'm your host, Erica Irvin. Join us for another exciting episode where we seek to edify, encourage, and inspire the next generation of women. See you inside.
Good evening, everyone, or good morning, whichever time that fits. You're listening. I wanted to share with you something that is so awesome and has been so profound to me in my own personal life, and I'm sure that other people may be dealing with some things that God has called them to, and they're really not sure. And you know, every day is a struggle. It's going to be a struggle when you're not sure if there's a situation, circumstance, or individual that God has called you to. But as disciples of Christ, and through, you know, His Holy Spirit and the mentorship of those that God sends to your life, you can really come to a place of understanding and being grounded and rooted in the love of God so that you can continue to fulfill the assignment that God has called you to. And I just hope that this podcast, this message just encourages someone that's listening. And if it does, I want you to feel free to comment, you know, share this podcast with a friend that may need to hear it. But I want to talk about endurance. And the scripture reading we're talking about is from Timothy 2:3, where it says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ." Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier in Christ. So, you know, guys, I want to remind you all that I'm doing this podcast because I know that it is something that has been pressing on my heart for the past couple of weeks. And I don't know who needs to hear it, but I just need to share this message to you to be able to show you how awesome God is, first of all and foremost, and to remind you of the goodness that is in Christ when we root ourselves in His Word and in His love, and we understand the purpose and plans that God has fulfilled. So let's go to that scripture, and let's just explore God's Word and see what it says. That is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. And it says, "Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." Endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. And so let's look at these words, because I'm a firm believer that words mean things. So the first thing I want to ask you guys is, and I don't know why this is sticking out to me so much, but what is a good soldier? What does it mean to be a good soldier? So to be a good soldier means to be, what does it mean to be good? To be good, according to the Greek definition, means to be honest, met well worthy, good, better, honest, and meet. So God wants us to be just honest and be meet, you know, having our integrity above reproach. There's a woman that I work with now. I really believe God has sent her to my life to be an example. And there was a moment that I felt like I couldn't see the example that she was setting before me to being Christ-like, to the difficulties that we all experience, you know, whether it's on our jobs or in our lives. But her character and her integrity have been above reproach 100% of the time. And I really thank God for that example, because a lot of times when we go into the workplaces or when we're in our communities, we don't understand how important it is for us to be good soldiers. Okay. And so we understand what the good is. What is a soldier? It means a camper out that is a warrior. God wants us to be good warriors, meaning that we're honest, we're good, we're pure, we're upright, we have integrity. These are warriors of Christ. And I want to encourage you today that wherever you go, that you're on an assignment and that your life is your mission field. And God wants you to carry His name and His image wherever you go. And I'm going to tell you what, people, it is not always easy, because when we are in the heat of a situation or when we are in the heat of a moment, we always find ourselves doubting the power of God, doubt in the power of God. And I know you're probably saying, how is that even possible to doubt God's power? But it is. We do it every day when we don't have faith in different situations and circumstances, and we're not able to walk in that integrity or be, walk as if we're set apart. And we just kind of end up blending. And, you know, this week for me was personally challenging because there were some moments that I felt fear. I allowed fear to kick in, and I allowed, you know, the enemy to make me feel like this is not for me. You know, there's a situation that's not for me. And God is saying that I'm calling you to grow you. There are some ovens and some fires that God has made perfect. He has increased the heat perfect for us, that it doesn't burn us, but it helps us to be done. And when we are experiencing that fire or that furnace of our affliction, He's given us the measure of faith, and He'll never put more on us than we can bear. And so I want to remind you today that if God has put you in a fire or in a situation that is causing or challenging you to grow, it is dangerous to misinterpret or misrepresent a fire. Sometimes it's in our human nature to run from the fire. There are seasons that God has intended for us to pull ourselves out of a certain situation because that was not what He wanted for us in that season. There was actually something else that we needed to focus on. I'm not talking about that. But what I am talking about is trusting in the Lord when He has called you to something and when He's saying, this is where I've assigned you, and there's not going to be another door that's going to open because this is the door that I've intended for you to walk in. We have to trust God even in those situations. The good work that He's starting you, He's well able to finish. But a lot of times we don't like the finishing touches of God and His masterpiece. He is so sovereign. He is so able to do exceedingly and above anything that we can ever ask or think. And we doubt the power of God, and we doubt His hand moving. And so we remove ourselves from the situation and never grow. But God is calling us to a season of growth. That if you don't get it in one situation, He's going to orchestrate another situation for you to get the growth that you need for your individual walk. I heard it said best that what you don't defeat, you are destined to repeat. And so when we begin to embrace the furnaces and the fires that God has actually put us in, sky is the limit with our growth and with our faith. There's sky is the limit. There's no good thing that God withholds from us when we begin to lean and do anything that we do it based on the measure of faith that He's given. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I want to encourage somebody today that is considering removing themselves from a fiery furnace that God has actually sent your way. Don't move yet. Don't move yet. I don't know who this is for, but there is something that is vexing your soul, vexing your spirit so much, and that you're ready to move, but God does not want you to move yet. And I know that things get difficult. I know that things get challenging, but let me encourage you today that you are His child, and you are of His craftsmanship. And so He knows what to do to get to you. He knows what to say to have His way. God knows us better than we know ourselves. And so the very things that we try to run from is the very thing that God is saying, I want you to go through this because it's going to create and forge a character in you that is going to be above reproach. And you're going to be able to turn around and you're going to be able to tell somebody else about my goodness and my sovereignty. You just never know how God is using you in a situation. And so moving too quickly, moving too fast, it will only create havoc in another area of life. So you got to stay there and endure it. Now, if God is telling you to move, that's a different story. This is not going to be for you. Just put this in your pocket. Just put this in your pocket, friends. But to the ones that God is saying, hey, I want you to stay here a little while longer because you're not done yet. You're not done yet. You don't want, most people love medium well, medium rare, you know, but God likes His Christians well done. God likes His believers well done. Not medium rare, not lukewarm, but He says He wants to be able to turn to you and say, well done. And so let's go on. Let's talk about this a little bit more. So when we look at this word, it says, thou therefore endure hardness. So what is this word hardness? And I know these words may not be in order to the scripture, but I want to talk about them. So in the Greek, hardness means to undergo hardship, to be afflicted, to endure afflictions, or to suffer trouble. We have to be willing in our Christian journey to take up our cross and follow him, and we're going to endure some trouble, but we're so wired in this generation to end the trouble as soon as possible. And that's when you get into people getting to all these, you know, different things that you can do to alleviate the pain, alleviate the stress, when God is saying, I've put it in you to endure the trouble, not to find releases of things that'll release the pain or help us to deal with the pain or coping mechanisms. Jesus says, I am your coping mechanism. When you trust in me and when you lean and depend on me and you don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways you acknowledge me, he says he will direct your path. Yes, people, he will direct your path. And so we looked at this word hardness. And so what does it mean? He wants us to endure. What does that mean? To endure in the Greek means hupomone, which is one word that one of my friends wrote a book called The Hupomone, which was a beautiful cover, beautiful title for a book. But she wrote a book called The Hupomone. And so I love word studies. Everybody that knows me knows that when I get into my word, I love to understand what I'm reading. And so this word hupomone means to stay under, to stay under. What are you under? Are you under attack? Are you under, you know, pressure? Are you under the weather? What are you under right now? What pressure or persecution are you under that God is saying stay under or behind? That is to remain or figuratively to undergo, that is to bear the trials. And another definition that says to have fortitude and persevere. Yes, all these things mean to endure, to abide or endure, or to be patient, or to patiently suffer and to tarry. We don't know how to tarry. This generation does not like to tarry. Oh my God, we do not like to wait. We don't understand that any situation, whether it be your spiritual life, your mental life, or your physical life, you're going to have to tarry a little bit. You're going to have to wait and trust that there is a blessing in the marinade. There is a blessing that comes when you sit and you stay and you wait. But we want everything to be done now. That's why I love watching the lives of believers who have stayed a while, who have endured a while, who have suffered long. Let me tell you something. I don't like pain. My husband will tell you, I have a low threshold for pain. I'll be like, look, we need to figure this out because this got to stop. But that is not the mindset of a believer. The mindset of a believer is to go out there and to tarry and to wait and to sit with people until they get the point. To sit with people until they get the message. To sit with people until they grow. And that's what it takes for discipleship. There are some people that I'm sitting with now or that God has connected me to. And, you know, there's a few families that God has connected us to. And, you know, some situations it's hard because you don't know what exactly you're supposed to do. But sometimes God is just saying, I just want you to sit and wait for a while and be patient because people need to grow. I need to grow. And so through this, we realize that no matter who a person is, how a person is, we all need each other to grow and to be made new or to be like new. Okay. So we knowing we're on this and we're seeing that to endure means to abide or to suffer or to tarry. The Webster Dictionary defines to endure means to continue in the same state, to last or to stay endured for centuries. That means like the word of God has endured time. The word of God has endured situations and circumstances. It has stood and it has been a part of all the things that we have dealt with in our lives. Has been the one constant thing has been the word of God. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Okay. So we know that that's one thing that knows that we know has endured. Another definition of endurance means to remain firm under suffering or misfortune without yielding. Though it is difficult, we must endure. Look, friends, let me tell you something. I could be the one I'll be the one that doesn't like to be in a situation, a circumstance, and I get frantic. I could be honest about that. But what does the Word of God say? At the end of the day, there are some situations that God will put you in that you can't run. You can't get away from, no matter how hard you try. Even though it's difficult, we all have those moments in our lives where we want to run, but what is your end answer? What is the end result? Are you going to run? Are you going to continue to stay flat-footed and firm on the foundations and the Word of God that He's promised and that He has spoken to your life? And are you going to stay to see something through? So another translation or definition means fortitude. Fortitude means strength. It means strength from the mind of what of that enables a person to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. We must have the fortitude. Okay, so that's in the Hupperman definition. That's one of the words that is translated from the word endure is fortitude, to have fortitude and to persevere. So understanding what fortitude means is we have to understand that fortitude is strength of mind. You have to have mental toughness to get through life. You have to have mental toughness to get through situations and circumstances. You have to have that state of mind that says, you know what, I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to continue. I'm going to stand flat-footed. But what gets us, let me tell you what gets us, is when we realize, we say, hey, we're going through the situation. You know what, I just don't feel like it. I think I'm going to pull myself out the fire. And that's what a lot of people do, is including me. I know I've had my share of, I'm going to pull myself out the fire. But it is hard. It is hard. I'm just being honest with you. It is very hard to make that mental toughness firm and say, you know what, I'm done. Like, you know, with especially in my training has been the most precious thing to me for my growth. And at times it is hard because I'll tell myself, you know what, I just don't feel like it. But you have to overcome and have that mental toughness. It is what enables a person to encounter danger or bear pain or adversity with courage. Another word means, it says to persevere. It means to undertake in spite of counter influences, opposition, or discouragement. So today, I want to remind some of you that even though you might be discouraged, you may be experiencing opposition or counter influences, things that are going against influencing you in the ways that you need to be. You know, like the counter influences could be like, let's use food, because that's something that I deal with. Counter influences could be people that bring you the wrong kind of foods and indulge and help you to indulge in the wrong way, eat food in the wrong way. You know, that's counter influencing. Okay. That's why in recruiting, when they're trying to recruit somebody, you talk to the key influencers, the people that actually are able to speak into a situation. You want to get to those key influencers. So that's, you want to deal with those counter influences. You want to deal with the opposition, and you want to deal with the discouragement with perseverance. With this whole topic of endurance, I hope that someone was blessed, and I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in today. I am so honored to have you as my special guest. Listeners like you make ministry and podcasting possible. We look forward to meeting up again. So tune in for our next episode as we speak gems and needed wisdom into your life. For more information, blogs, and podcasts, visit us at our website at www.liftwomensdevotions.blog. That's liftwomensdevotions.blog. Until next time. Yeah.